You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out this week. Coming up, our next guest says our fashion choices are almost magic in the way they can reveal things we never knew about ourselves. We talked to a former New York Times fashion writer. First, if you're a parent, summer can be a whirlwind of activities in order to keep kids busy. And there are a lot of arguments for that. Kids who are busy tend to stay out of trouble and can learn a lot from those enrichment activities and can also avoid being bored. But some learning advocates say that parents should actually take a hard look at being bored and consider letting their children come up with their own activities in order to learn self-reliance. Joining us now to talk about the benefits of boredom is Teresa Belton. She's a visiting fellow at the School of Education and Lifelong Learning at the University of East Anglia. Teresa, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
So summer is upon us, and this is a time when a lot of parents feel compelled to book a lot of camps and enrichment activities and opportunities, things to keep their kids occupied during the summer. Yeah. And you're saying maybe they're going overboard and there's actually benefits to having bored kids over the summer. Why do you say that?
Well, I wouldn't say there are benefits to boredom as such, but there are benefits to not being constantly occupied or not constantly having activities and entertainments presented you as a child. There's a great benefit in learning to occupy oneself, to look around and find opportunities for letting the mind wander, letting it think of things to do. So boredom can be a great spur to trying new things. And so in that sense, boredom is a good thing, but obviously too much boredom isn't a good thing. But we do sometimes confuse, I think, boredom with not having anything very obvious to do at any particular time. And life these days is so full and pressured and frenetic that it can feel quite unfamiliar and uncomfortable to find oneself with unallocated time.
Is there science that shows that children benefit from having less structured time?
Well, I don't know about science, but I think there's plenty of anecdotal evidence, yes. My own research has, and I haven't actually researched boredom as such. I've come to it from the other way around. My research was into the influence of television and videos on children's story making quite a long time ago, before children had access to computers and did mobile digital technology. And the conclusion I drew, like researchers before me who'd looked at other aspects of the influence of television on children's imagination, that actually spending time in front of a screen isn't very good for the imagination, but having free time to fill themselves was good for the imagination. And then I took the research further and talked to some adults who are known in Britain for their creative work in different fields, who were talking about how boredom had been actually a great stimulus to them as children and still was and was important for their creativity. So I've come at it from that side rather than from looking at boredom as such.
Well, you said there is a limit, that too much boredom is not necessarily a good thing. So where's the middle ground? How do parents know that they're giving their children the productive, the fertile kind of downtime and boredom?
Well, I don't think it's something you can measure as such. I think that children do need to have... They need to develop inner resources of imagination and patience and perseverance, but also they need to have the sort of external resources, not only of free time itself, but also to have a certain amount of space. And, of course, some children have a lot more space than others according to their particular living conditions and the location where they are. But they also need to have the opportunity to make a mess, as long as they also then learn to clear it up, obviously. But I think a lot of people in the contemporary world are very kind of house proud and keen to keep things very clean and neat and tidy. But actually, that's not very helpful in children being able to pursue their own ideas and activities and occupations. They and adults, you know, need to have scope for messing around and trying things out and experimenting. And that also means not giving children masses and masses of specially designed toys and expensive specialized equipment, which I think is the tendency these days, but to realize that often one can be much more ingenious with simple materials that are versatile and lend themselves to be used in lots of different ways, whereas most purpose-designed toys and equipment are designed to be used in very specific ways, which actually limit what can be done with them. And, of course, another aspect to the way we live now is that we live in a very consumerist culture in the States and in much of Europe, and we're used to spare time, like many other aspects of life, being commodified. So there are lots of people looking to make money out of every situation, and so I think this is one of several reasons why there's a tendency to try and to fill up children's time with the ready-produced activities and entertainments, because they're being marketed to us all the time. And it's very easy as a parent to feel, on the one hand, pressurized into providing these, and on the other hand, guilty if you don't. But I think we all need to step back, I mean, in a parental role, but also for ourselves, and say, no, I'm going to resist all the commercial pressures for me to buy stuff and to buy activities and entertainments, and to look at, you know, what we ourselves can produce in the way of activities and satisfying occupations.
And we're talking now to Teresa Belton. She's a visiting fellow at the School of Education and Lifelong Learning at the University of East Anglia. And we're talking about the value of downtime, unstructured time, even boredom for children to a certain extent, and how that can foster creativity. And what would you say to convince parents that not only should their children have this extra downtime to come up with things to create, but they should be able to make a little bit of a mess doing it? That's swimming against the tide in some respects, where we're in this hyper-programmed era of parenting. What would you say to parents about that?
Well, I think I'd say, well, do you want to have children who grow up to be independent and have thoughts of their own, or do you want your children to grow up to be dependent on things being provided for them all the time and not having to think for themselves? I mean, I think, you know, if most people think about it, they would probably prefer to have children who have their own ideas, who can use their initiative, than children who are constantly demanding and expecting things to be provided for them.
And as far as adults, is there any kind of corollary here for grown-ups, too? Is it too late for us to benefit from downtime and boredom?
Oh, it's never too late, no. I mean, I think an awful lot of us adults probably have had so little downtime in the last few years that if we have it, it feels uncomfortable and we don't know what to do with it. But I think that is something that we need to relearn and regain, because our well-being requires that we have downtime, time to watch the world go by, time to reflect on our experience, time to feel that there aren't any pressures on us, if we possibly can. I mean, there are people, unfortunately, who will always feel pressures of one kind or another, but I think we need to try and work towards a situation in which we can actually sit back and enjoy life and take note of the world around us, whether it's the natural world or our fellow humans, and savor that and really get the most out of the little things in life, because they're much more satisfying than constantly worrying about keeping up with the neighbors or what the next thing is we're going to buy.
Teresa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Teresa Belton is a visiting fellow at the School of Education and Lifelong Learning at the University of East Anglia. She joined us to talk about boredom and why it may be beneficial for children to be bored.